Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. So for today's Monday Mini, because of recent events, we wanted to talk about protesting and resisting and ways that you can do those things. A lot of you probably have experience already, but we thought we'd just put this together as a primer / refresher. Also, very important disclaimer, I think we're going to make this point throughout. Don't use this as your only source.
No.
These are just some things to think about, some guidelines. But I guess that leads us into our first tip. Do your research.
Right.
Do your research. There are a lot of sources of misinformation out there, some perpetrated by bad actors. I've been using Atlanta Reddit for a lot of my protest information. Of course, cross-checking that, but they even have like a section at the tag to the top of like, here are some bad information we found or about like these protests are not organized by people that you want to be going to a protest with. So make sure that you're cross-referencing the protests that you're going to in multiple places. Hopefully you know the source of whoever is posting or whatever organization is posting, and you know that it's legit. On top of that, do research on curfew and changing curfews because, yeah, they are changing and police are trying to catch people out. Where we are, Atlanta was doing, they would announce it every day. So you had to kind of check every day. And only this week they announced for the rest of the week what the curfew is, and it's not the same for the weekend. So, check that information. Also, check if you're planning on using public transit, check that information as well. When are they closing? And yeah, think about how you're going to get home and how you're going to get to and from it. Check parking, research what needs the protest has, if any.
Yeah, and even more research. What should you bring? Disposable water bottles. Know how to neutralize tear gas. And at this point, I would also say, be paranoid. Expect the worst at this point in time because as we've seen good, we've seen bad, but go ahead and go with the expectation that it may be the worst case scenario. When dealing with tear gas or any substance like that, whether it's pepper spray or the such, face the wind, cold water to the eyes, better to be safe, prepared than sorry. I know when I was in training for my government job, we had to be pepper sprayed. So we could carry pepper spray. And one of the things that we were advised to do was to bring baby soap, baby shampoo, as a way to washing it out. I will say I didn't feel like it helped a lot. But then again, who knows? I didn't have the other reaction, as in like I didn't do it without it. So I don't know. But I took my small bottle just in case. Umbrella for projectiles, goggles if you have them, face masks. face masks, especially right now with the pandemic. We know that it's not going away. It hasn't gone away. There's already a conversation about it's going to spike, but it's not just because of the protests. It's also because of the previous protest for some reason that was so much more peaceful, even though it was about haircuts and had a lot of guns.
I know.
In that one, but that's, again, a different conversation, but including that and with the reopening of everything as well. So there is an expected spike of coronavirus or the COVID-19 virus. So put your face mask on, hand sanitizers. So this also helps you from being identified because they are allowing for the DEA to use different tactics to identify protesters as well. Make sure you have comfy shoes, make sure you wear weather-appropriate gear. However, again, with the worst-case scenario, wear thicker clothes, even though it's super hot, and I know it's really inconvenient, wear all black, so that can't be as easy as an identifier. There's even advice about wearing clothes underneath that, which, again, it's super hot, so if it's going to overheat you, don't do this. But to change it to even kind of rearrange your appearance, I guess, is the best way to put that. Do not wear contacts. If you wear contacts or glasses, wear your glasses, because if you do get sprayed, it can actually damage your eyes on top of that. And then signs. Make signs. Mine was a really sad sign. When I went protesting, it was really sad. But we did actually take extra boards as well as extra markers. So for those that were out there that wanted to make signs, they were able to do that as well. So that was really nice to interact with people with masks.
And that's something else to be mindful of too. If you're posting pictures, be very, very careful about that and try to definitely blur out people.
Don't show the faces.
Don't show the faces. Just be really cautious and aware of that. And again, this is a baseline. We're giving you things you should think about, but all of these resources are available for you online. People have it written out. So if you're what is okay to post? People have written it out.
Right.
So go look it up.
Also, if you are posting something that is significant that could be unconstitutional and or you're kind of trying to keep accountable law enforcement, get permission if you can. Get permission first and foremost before you do. Also, remember, take ID with you. You will want that sometimes, as well as cash may be good. I would not take credit cards. And there's also a lot of conversation about other ways. If you're feeling sick, if you have a cough, if you have a condition, if you think at any way, shape, or form that you may be getting something, maybe best to stay at home and use your money, volunteer, posting and information, any of that as part of being a part of the fight.
Yes. And don't necessarily count on your phone to work, especially if there are a lot of people around, especially if there are tall buildings around. I know there's been talk of signal scramblers. You can Google again what settings you should use on your phone before protesting to keep the police from getting in or minimizing tracking. And yes, this is a thing you should do. Lifehacker has a good one. So look into that.
Right. Go in a group if you can. Join one if you're alone. Let someone know where you're going and when you plan to get home. Write the number of someone you'd call if arrested in a permanent marker on your skin, which sometimes doesn't help. And Hong Kong protesters have a wealth of great info. As you know,
they do.
They're a pro at this right now. And they have a whole video on what they are doing and how they are diffusing situations and or preventing from police brutality against the protesters, such as the way to
put the diffuse tear gas.
Yeah, is it diffuse cones? The tear gas cans? Mm-hmm. And also, they have a whole messaging app they use to make sure that they aren't tracked as well.
Yes. And another important thing, know your rights. The ACLU has a great primer on knowing your rights as a protester, as an organizer, as someone filming, and as someone stopped by the police. From them, if you think your rights have been violated, quote, when you can, write down everything you remember, including the officer's badge and patrol car numbers and the agency they work for. I know that's a big conversation now. They're being kind of cagey about that. get contact information from witnesses, take photographs of injuries. Once you have all this information, you can file a written complaint with the agency's Internal Affairs Division or Civilian Complaint Board.
Right. And Atlanta has a specific Atlanta Review Board that takes complaints as well from citizens. And if you are a white or a non-Black person of color, stand alongside, but remember, it's not about you. Remember, you can use your privilege to advocate and prevent violence where you can. You can help diffuse situations. You also need to be reminded, you are not the leader. You are a guest at this protest. So make sure you are following and also listening.
Yes, yes. And another thing, take care of your mental health. If you have to leave earlier than you planned, that's okay. Take time to decompress after you've gone home. This is a really stressful time.
Right.
And just be aware and cognizant of that. And there are, if for whatever reason, protesting isn't an option for you, there are other ways to resist. Donating money to organizations like bailout funds or supplies like water or snacks or signs or time. Do your research. That's the big message of most of our episodes, I think, but also very much this one. Some bailout funds are overwhelmed with funds. So before you just give money, a lot of them are being like, okay, we have too much funds. We're having to divert. Please donate here. So just, you know, check right. into that.
And some states and some areas are not cash bond, cash bail, so they don't necessarily need that, but they do need for defense lawyers. They do need help with pro bono lawyers. So that is something that needs to be done as well. If you see something or hear something or know something, highlight it. Some of the things that have kept, as we know, all of the case with George Floyd in general, some of the things that have kept authorities accountable is viral videos. And unfortunately, of course, be aware. Make sure you put those trigger warnings out. Make sure you, before you, again, post anything, get permission. Make sure you are not endangering someone. But this has been helpful.
Yep. And something else that's been helpful, emailing, calling legislators, signing petitions. Again, do your research. But I've definitely been doing these things. And it's been heartening to see some changes take place because of all of the stuff that everyone's doing. But yeah, providing emotional support, amplifying Black voices, doing your own self-racist reflection work, reading, but don't bother Black people about it. The resources are out there for you. They're easily found. And vote. I know voting, because we are in a pandemic, that's something else to research is. Right. Are you going to do absentee ballot? I just got mine. So research into that. See right. what's going on with the voting situation where you are.
And thanks to one of our listeners who let us know that we could put it up on the link up on our stories. You can actually, and we'll post it again today, link on our stories, click the registration button, and it will take you to a selection to choose your state if you have not registered to vote. So do that.
Yes. So that's our little mini guide to protesting and resisting and things you can do to help. Again, this is just a start. There's a lot of stuff. Do your own research. And especially like within your specific area or ways that you specifically can help. Mm-hmm. But we love you. We're thinking of all you. We're with you.
Be safe.
Be safe. Take care of each other. Take care of yourself. And we would love to hear from you. If there's anything you think we should shout out, any resources we can highlight, please, please, please send them to us. Our email is stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can also find us on Instagram @StuffMomNeverToldYou or on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast. Thanks as always to our super producers, Andrew Howard and JJ Posway.
Thanks, guys.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.